This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 12th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is comfortably warm. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear and sunny. Jerusalem enjoys a mild afternoon. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze. Eilut is sunny and bright, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, negotiations collapse as Iran's Revolutionary Guards announce the closure of the Hormuz Strait until further notice. This follows reports of warning shots fired at a vessel, according to Walla, from just 25 minutes ago. Also, the United States strikes Iran for the third time in a week. The action comes after what the U.S. calls a blatant attack by Iran on a ship in the Hormuz Strait. That's according to JNS from 14 minutes ago. Also this hour, the father of a Gaza aid truck driver killed by the IDF says a soldier shot him between the eyes. Truck drivers in the Strip are now demanding better protection. This report comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Separately, UK Jewish groups raise concerns as Andy Burnham, the likely next prime minister, criticizes Israel over Gaza. This report is from the Forward from earlier today. And finally, the Israeli airstrikes in Gaza continue, causing damage to several structures. Here's what people are saying online. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, posted just minutes ago that regardless of political actions, people's voices should be heard about the murder of innocent individuals. Eyal Yacobi, an observer, noted earlier today that strikes are occurring across Iran. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based mapping account, posted about the recent U.S. airstrikes. They report that targets included port infrastructure and military bases along the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the closure of the Hormuz Strait, Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced this decisive move after a vessel tried to navigate through an unauthorized route. According to Walla, this development could significantly impact global oil supplies and shipping routes. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the United States has launched airstrikes against Iran for the third time this week. JNS reports this follows a blatant Iranian attack on a commercial ship. The continued military actions raise concerns about escalating conflict in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details a tragic incident at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Ahmad Eslim, an aid truck driver, was reportedly shot by an IDF soldier. This incident prompts truck drivers to demand increased security measures. The situation highlights ongoing tensions and the dangers of aid delivery in conflict zones. On the diplomatic front, Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel over Gaza has caused alarm among UK Jewish groups. The Forward reports that Burnham, expected to become the UK's next prime minister, has apologized for past remarks. This development could influence UK-Israel relations. Finally, the situation in Gaza remains tense with ongoing Israeli airstrikes. The strikes, reported earlier today, have led to significant damage, complicating humanitarian efforts in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Ondas has acquired D-Zine for $876 million. This is the company's largest acquisition yet, as it expands its autonomous defense portfolio, according to CTEC from earlier reports. Separately, Teva is making progress in developing a treatment for vitiligo, a chronic skin disease. Israel Hayom Business reports that the company plans to move to the next trial phase after encouraging results. And finally, Sayera is in advanced talks to acquire Oasis Security for $1 billion. Globes reports this deal would be a significant all-Israeli transaction, involving both cash and shares. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.